Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Wake Up Africa by Join Bands, Not Gangs, featuring Lebogang Kapola. Your Shana Ray is also there. And, of course, another artist featured there is Serrano Johnson, taking us to 15 minutes past one. I don't make empty promises. And because of that, I told you earlier on that we are having a conversation today about the Drive Your Claim Forward campaign, which the Road Accident Fund is currently running. And we are joined online today by McIntosh Palela, who is, of course, spearheading that at the moment. He is the communicator of the Road Accident Fund. So, McIntosh, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hiya, good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me.
Lovely to have you on the line with me. Now, firstly, as we get straight off, Palela, tell me, what is the call to action exactly?
So the call to action is for people that filed their claims at the Road Accident Fund before April of 2021 to come forward and basically check which documents are missing, because we suspect with a lot of people that are part of the backlog that it's because there are documents that they haven't filed with us. So they need to get in touch with us, or need to get in touch with their lawyers, and after finding out from their lawyers, or basically do it the other way around, check with us and then be able to check with their lawyers so that we can tell them exactly which documents are missing, because we are desperate to clear the backlog. In our books, we have 371,000 claims, give or take, and we've ring-fenced about 200,000, and we've classified them as part of the backlog, and those are the claims that we want to get rid of and basically pay people.
Okay, so how would one then know which documents are the outstanding? I hear you say they must call their lawyers, but also, are there any other contacts that we can get?
It's easy to get in touch with us. We set up a contact center in October of last year, and the number is 087-820-1111, and they can get in touch with us, and once they've verified which documents are missing, they can basically then go to their lawyers. 97% of people that came with us are represented by lawyers, and 3% are aiming directly from us. So for those that are represented by lawyers, they can go directly to their lawyers after that, or they can go to our regional offices, basically.
Okay. And now tell me also, what has led to the RAF's backlog or delay with processing some claims, though?
So what has led to that is that, when you go to your insurance, there's a number of documents that they request you to submit alongside your claim. We're not an insurance company, but we're a social benefit, but we act exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So basically what happens is, once we've requested that you submit these documents, you need to submit a full complement of documents for us to be able to process your claims. But for one or other reason, people neglect to submit these documents. I mean, I'm talking about the accident report, the comprehensive health report. Sometimes it's the affidavit, the power of attorney document that you signed with your attorney. Mm-hmm. And some people don't go to the extent of not submitting their ID books.
Sure.
And as a result, we get delayed in terms of processing people's claims.
Oh, very interesting. Tell me also, sir, what are some of the examples of cases with outstanding documents?
What are some of, sorry?
Examples of cases with outstanding documents.
Yes. Look, when you submit your claim, we expect you to have an accident report.
Mm.
Some people neglect that. An accident report basically tells us that you were in the accident to start with, and we cannot confirm that you were in an accident without an accident report.
Mm.
A comprehensive health report assists us to determine, number one, how much do we pay you, and how long are you going to be put out of work? If you're going to be put out of work temporarily, we know exactly the extent at which we pay you. Now, that assists us. If you put out of work permanently, in other words, you end up being paraplegic, it tells us whether or not we need to remodel your house so that you can have good mobility around your house. It tells us whether or not we need to pay a caregiver. to assist you in your house, since now your life has changed. Because we basically, with those kind of people, we help them for the rest of their lives. And if we don't have a comprehensive health report, we cannot finalize the claim.
I do understand also that sometimes people can even claim, like, for a deceased person and the stuff that you need. Please clarify that for me.
Yes, you can. I mean, so if your spouse, a relative or somebody that was looking after you gets involved in an accident and you were relying on them, we do pay, benefits so that you can continue to enjoy the benefits that you were enjoying while the person is alive. So you can, claim for that. And if you don't submit your death certificate confirming that your spouse or your relative has been deceased, we cannot go ahead with the claim, unfortunately. And thank you for that question.
Yeah. No, thank you. Now tell us also, what attempts are made then by the Road Accident Fund to mitigate the delays with the claim process?
So what we do is we do call the people that claim, and we do call their lawyers. But what you must understand is every time we call your lawyer, they bill. Every time they call us, they bill, because they get what you call legal and administrative fees. And I must caution, by the way, with the lawyers, you need to sit on them, because you must understand that we aim to finalize the claims within 120 days. But what we find with the lawyers is they drag them for 2 to 3 to 4 years, because the longer the claims stay with them, the longer they are able to claim on legal and administrative fees. And we've made the call partly for people to find out with their lawyers and to confront them once they have, if you put all the documents, if you've submitted all of your documents, to confront with the lawyers, because what is happening is basically they are dragging your claim so that they continue to claim legal and administrative fees.
I'm so glad that you actually made mention of that, sir, because, you know, recently I saw it was a joke between two friends on social media, and one was talking about how it's now 5 years later the money should be coming out, and I thought, why 5 years? Is there anything that you guys do or advise as the Road Accident Fund to people who have such cases, for instance? Do you guys interfere with that, or is that really out of your peril? What do you do? Because we find that people are under this belief that it's only after 5 years that the claims will come through.
So that is the reason we launched the contact center last year, so that people know exactly what's happening. Because what used to happen before is the lawyers used to be happy for people to be in the dark and relying solely on the lawyers. And they could drag it for as far as possible. So I can attest to the fact that it's not in the hands of the Road Accident Fund that these claims are delayed. So 82% of our claims end up in the corridors or the steps of the court. And I'm deliberately saying the corridors and the steps, because they drag it for as long as possible. Once they cannot drag it anymore, they say, we're going to court. Once we get to court, they say, oh, by the way, when there are steps in the steps of the court in the corridors before we see a judge, they say, no, we want to settle. But it's something they could have done within 120 days. Why are they doing that? Because all along, they have been claiming legal and administrative fees.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Also, how do claimants then submit outstanding documents? Maybe assist me with that.
So we have regional offices all over the country. Once you've determined what documents are missing, you can simply walk into one of our regional offices, and there are people that are ready to assist with this campaign, because we want to get rid of as many claims as possible. So our regional offices are ready, and if you go to our website, you'll be able to see which regional office is closest to you so that you can go and submit the documents.
Oh, okay, interesting. And also, how can our listeners then contact the Road Accident Fund for more information?
So we have this number from the contact center that I mentioned, which is 087-820-1111. And by the way, this number, if you don't have airtime, you can buzz it, or you can send a please call me.
Oh,
and
wow.
Our agents will proceed to call you to assist you. You can also SMS us on 44930, or if you have access to email, you can email us on contactcenter@raf.org.za. www.rodhexaccident.co.za, or simply go to our website. It will guide you. You basically click on drive your claim forward and you'll be guided as to how you can go about, you know, accessing us and submitting your documents.
Oh, Mr. McIntosh, thank you so much. You know, that was a very informative conversation there. And thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your platform, my lady.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.